Page 37. Love, the test of discipleship. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become as sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23a. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my sheep. John chapter 21, verse 16. If you love me, keep my commandments. John chapter 14, verse 15. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. John chapter 13, verse 35. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. Page 38. The Resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now when he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons. Mark chapter 16, verse 9. Who was delivered up because of our offenses, and was raised because of our justification. Romans chapter 4, verse 25. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree. Him God raised up on the third day, and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to witnesses chosen before by God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. Acts chapter 10, verses 39 through 41. And after 8 days his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace to you. Then he said to Thomas, Reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. And Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God. John chapter 20, verses 26 through 28.